Hollywood writers vote to authorize strike, threatening to walk off a job over compensation dispute with studios. By Breitbart News on April 18, 2023. April 17, UPI, Writers Guild of America voted to authorize a strike vote on Monday. WGA West tweeted that the vote was 97.9% in favor of authorizing a strike if they cannot reach a new contract by May 1. Writers are ready for a deal from the studios that allows writers to share in the success of the content they create and build a stable life, the Guild tweeted. WGA members have authorized a strike by 97.85%. Writers are ready for a deal from the studios that allows writers to share in the success of the content they create and build a stable life. Hashtag gastrongpick.twitter.com/GNCJSGH8SG. Writers Guild of America West, at GOAST, April 17, 2023. The WGA is currently in negotiations with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The contract between both parties expires May 1. The strike authorization vote means that the Writers Guild membership has agreed to strike if a satisfactory deal cannot be met. Both parties will continue to negotiate until the deadline. The Guild further said on its website that the percentage of yes votes and the 9,218 total votes set records for turnout and support from Guild members. Members have shared their reasons for approving a strike for weeks. Ted Lasso and Black Lady sketch show writer Ashley Nicole Black said that networks now sell shows to their own streaming services instead of syndication packages, reducing writer royalties. Even if it's a huge hit, they get to determine the value and then they send you a check for $1.25, Black wrote. But now if you write on a hit for a network, they don't sell it to another network, they sell it to their own streamer. Or if you wrote it for a streamer, they sell it nowhere. So even if it's a huge hit, they get to determine the value and then they send you a check for $1.25. pick.twitter.com/3m1f5g5chni. Ashley Nicole Black, at Ashlyn1cole, April 12, 2023. Full Frontal and Tonight Show writer Mike Drucker said that shorter seasons of 10 or fewer episodes, favored by streaming services, mean that staff writers don't have a full year of work anymore. Also, many shows are hiring fewer writers. Some jobs that used to last dozens of weeks now last only a handful with the same pay per week, Drucker wrote. Q. Why do writers want more? A. It's not that writers want more so much as the landscape has changed that writers are currently taking home less for a variety of reasons. For example, some jobs that used to last dozens of weeks now last only a handful with the same pay per week. Mike Drucker, at Mike Drucker, April 12, 2023. Star Trek, Picard and Leverage, Redemption writer Matt Okamura said that writers are asking for a mere 2% of streaming profits, and to include training of writers to become future showrunners. I voted yes to ensure that writers are trained in a system that teaches them how to run a set, Okamura wrote. I voted yes to ensure that writers are trained in a system that teaches them how to run set. To safeguard their future employment at higher levels. To give them the tools they need to be future showrunners. Matt Okamura, at Matt Agufinkoff, April 12, 2023. Queen Pins and Beneath the Harvest Sky writer Aaron Godet added that he and his colleagues hope standing together can avert a strike. We don't want to strike, Godet wrote. We are willing to use our strength, as a union, to secure a better and fair deal for our members. We don't want to strike. We are willing to use our strength as a union to secure a better and fair deal for our members. What we want is to be fairly compensated for our work. Hashtag Gastrong Aaron Godet, at Aaron Godet, April 17, 2023. The last WGA strike was in 2007.